Craft beer is taking off in Arizona with 60 specialty brewers statewide and growing. Melissa Osborne is with Four Peaks Brewing in Tempe, and she describes their signature beer.
It's our Scottish Amber, real clean, easy drinking, nice malt character, not a lot of hops or bitterness.
It's estimated that craft brewers employ almost 3,500 workers in Arizona, but they say existing regulations on their industry aren't very clear. Rob Fulmer is executive director of the Arizona Craft Brewers Guild. He's pushing lawmakers to support Senate Bill 1030 that allows craft breweries to increase production beyond the current cap of 40,000 barrels a year per location of each microbrew.
We feel that this is a roadmap for success for all of our Arizona breweries. It brings clarity, it brings predictability to the law, and allows them to compete with California and Colorado, who bring amazing products to our state, but we're losing our home field advantage here.
But opponents of SB 1030 say it was written in favor of Arizona's largest craft brewery, Four Peaks. David Leibowitz is a spokesman with the Arizona Wine and Spirits Wholesaler Association, which wants lower limits on beer production.
Four Peaks at some point has to put on their big boy pants and realize that you can't be a brewery, a mega brewery, and still get the special privileges that microbreweries get.
Chip Mulala is with Santan Brewery in Chandler. He supports SB 1030 and opposes the other bill regulating craft breweries because he fears it would punish successful beer companies that also serve food.
The one big negative where this can affect us is the closing down of our restaurants. Those jobs are in jeopardy if this opposition law is passed.
Both measures got their first hearing in a state Senate committee Monday. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.